quantitative easing and the meeting of the Fed coming up this week. Mark Myers looking into that from Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Good morning, Mark.
Well, good morning. You're absolutely right. The Federal Reserve is meeting the next couple of days, and the markets are sitting on pins and needles waiting for that to take place. We've seen the markets pull back the last couple of weeks on this concern because a lot of economists believe that this Federal Reserve meeting could culminate into the start of the slowing down of the U.S. Federal Reserve's $85 billion monthly bond buying program. We saw a favorable employment report for November where the U.S. economy added better than expected 203,000 jobs, and the unemployment rate dropped to a five-year low of 7%. We've also seen firm retail sales, and we've also seen the establishment of a bipartisan budget proposal. Matter of fact, the Senate will vote on that this week, and the House has already approved it, matter of fact, back on December 10th. So a lot because of all these things, a lot of economists see a significant chance the Federal Reserve could reduce the stimulus program. Now, this is a program that the government started back in 2008 in November when they started buying up hundreds of billion dollars worth of treasury bonds along with some mortgage debt in exchange for cash that they basically conjured out of thin air. And because of all this money, interest rates have fallen dramatically. You know, we've seen CD rates of about 0.5% for a year. And so far, the Fed has bought close to about $4 trillion worth of debt. Now, more than 4 years after the Great Recession ended, the Fed wants to get back to a more routine interest rate policy. But the thing is, where did all this money go? A lot of clients ask us, where did this money go when the Fed was buying all these bonds? Most of it went to fill the giant crater left in the banking system's books after the industry's wildly reckless spending spree of bad mortgage lending. Now, though, today the U.S. banks' balance sheets are in much better shape, and they're still sitting on big piles of reserves. So with all this, the Fed may start tapering, some believe that they're going to wait till after the first year until they start tapering their bond buying program. Now, as far as individual companies go out there, it's actually a very, very quiet day out there. I was watching overseas last night. We saw Eurozone business activity accelerate, and so the European stock market is up nicely this morning. And we also saw German manufacturing continue to march higher. It climbed to a 30-month high last night. But China, we're starting to see that pullback as their manufacturing has pulled back, matter of fact, quite strongly. But their economy still is growing quite a bit. They expect their economy to grow about 7.8% this year. Now, as far as individual stocks, look for AIG, which is American International Group, which is one of the largest insurance companies in the world. Look for that stock to be up this morning. It's up about 5% because they own the world's second largest aircraft leaser, and they agreed to sell that for $5 billion. AIG has been selling off non-core assets the last several years. And look at DirecTV. That stock has been on a tear the last few months. It's up about 15% in 3 months. The satellite TV provider said it expects earnings of $8 per share in 2016. Which is more than a 15% compounded annual growth rate. And that's because this company added about 139 net subscribers in the United States in the third quarter. That's nearly double the gain of 70,000 that the analysts had expected. And we also saw ABF. They filed with the Securities Exchange Commission that they are looking to close about 22 terminals, which will leave ABF with about 247. Now, the thing is, ABF cannot just close these terminals. They have to wait for approval by the Teamsters. ABF says it was meeting with the local unions that would be affected by the proposed closings and requested the Teamsters hold a hearing on the proposal in January. But from our understanding, these are smaller terminals, terminals like two-man operational-sized terminals. So we'll see what happens there. ABF stock has been on a tear in the last several months. Now, as far as the markets go, it does look like the market's going to open up nicely on the positive side. It looks like the Dow will open up over 100 points, which will be a nice change. The last 3 weeks, the market has been down overall. So hopefully we'll make that up today.
Somebody may know something there about how that's going to turn out with the Fed, do you think?
Yeah.
Are they guessing?
I don't know. My best guess would be that if I had to guess on this, would be that they are not going to start tapering until after the first of the year.
All right, Mark, we're going to write that down and check it out. You're usually right.
We'll see.
All right, thank you. Mark Myers from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith.